Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Hey everybody, it's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Co-host this evening, of course, as we play Barron Sports Trivia, good friend Laura Snoke, attorney Laura Snoke. She's a big Dodger fan. Mark Mancini probably will join us, a big Pirates fan. Art Source from Galaxy Sports will join us. All right. It's Wednesday. Halftime. Ohio State 34, Oregon zip. Is nothing in Pasadena, California. Folks, we're talking the Rose Bowl. 34-0. Tell me why. Ohio State's not 34 points at halftime better than Oregon. The problem is Oregon hasn't played for more than 3 weeks, and the Buckeyes played the week before. Who made this up? Who thought about this? Was it the same people who came up with the transfer portal right in the middle of the bowl games? Was it the same people that came out with NIL, where six former basketball players at the University of Miami suing Leonard Hamilton now for $250,000 each because apparently, allegedly, he promised them money. All I can tell you is this. College sports, not what they used to be, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse when you've got quarterbacks who sign, hey, if you come to our school, we'll give you $8 million. You're only making $6 million now. I don't know what the answer is. The answer is never to come out with this. That's why they fired Mark Emmert. They have to do something. But if you do something now, you're going to be sued by the parents and the kids for all the money that they can be making under the new laws or lack of laws in the NCAA. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Saquon Barkley will not play on Sunday against a team that he knows pretty well. Okay, so he's not playing. Do you think he should? He can break the all-time record, but he won't be playing. He needs 101 yards to break Eric Dickerson's all-time record, which is not really a record. Because actually, if you take a look at it, the all-time rushing leader, based on how many yards per game, I think I saw O.J. Simpson at 143 in 1973. I think I saw that. I'm not sure. But anyways, records are made to be broken. But when you go from 12 to 14 to 16 to 17, soon to be 18 games, it's really tough to decide who really has the record. You can have the record by emailing us at sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more right after this.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th. 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America, Laura Snoke, Mark Mancini, 127-year-old Art Source, and the major bowl games are over. Well, there's three more if you're really talking about what's happened in collegiate sports. That's what I opened with. Art, what's the answer to our quandary as far as collegiate sports are concerned? Oregon doesn't play. The other three teams don't play for more than 3 weeks, and they all lose.
Fred, in the old days, you remember how there used to be two byes in each NFL conference? And every year, one of those four teams would come out flat as a pancake, because this time they had almost 20 days off. Now, you know, you could say, well, they should be used to it. They've played in bowl games. You have that rest. But, you know, the thing that really kind of irritated me is, first of all, the seating should be repaired after each round. Okay, for Boise State to be the number three seed was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I think Penn State has a really good football team, Fred, but they got the luck of the draw in the tournament. I mean, and I guess that happens in every tournament, but to be able to play SMU, which was a great team, they had a good year, but they played nobody all year. Then Boise State, a great running back in Jonte, but they played nobody all year long either. So, I mean, I'm looking at it. How can you could take Ohio State and say they're the eighth best team? Huh? I mean, let's get real here. I mean, and Texas loses twice to the same team, and they're a higher seed. So the whole thing needs to be worked out. It is the first year. I'll give them a small pass, but, you know, it's just – as it turns out, you got four blue bloods in the finals, you guys. And I'm wondering where my Trojans are.
They're home with my Bruins. At least
thank you.
Trojans win in Las Vegas. Laura, you're a big UCLA fan. Your comments about what's happening to college sports.
Well, the only comment I would make is I don't understand that non-targeting call. In the ASU.
Absolutely brutal.
I mean, we were screaming. It was so obvious to us watching it. I had a couple of friends over who were watching the game. And when they said there was no call, I thought, well, what? I don't understand. So that, I mean, as far as the money and the NIL and the transfer portal and all that, I think that's got to get worked out. I'm not sure how that gets worked out, but they have to, one thing, they have to stop.
Nick Saban for commissioner.
Well, and they have to stop people from transferring before the season is over. I mean, that seems obvious.
That's really dumb.
And also, I agree that the ball selections were really strange because it, like Art said, Ohio State just looked so dominant. Why were they the eighth seed? It didn't make any sense. So those
because they lost to Michigan and they didn't win the Big Ten. And so that's
Michigan turns out to be a pretty good team after what you see happen in the bowl games.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Laura mentioned targeting. I don't know if Mark saw the play or not, but it turned the game around.
Yeah.
Arizona State was making a major comeback against Texas. They would have been beyond midfield. Now, they did not have a good field goal kicker this year. I think they were 4-for-15 outside of 40 or 45.
ESPN made a good point on that one, didn't they? That whoever the announcer was on that game, he ragged on that poor kid, and the kid made 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And yet the All-American kicker for Texas couldn't buy one.
But if that was not targeting, there isn't targeting.
Right.
That was head-on, smash. There was no bigger showing of targeting. There was no argument. He didn't come in low. He didn't come in the side. He didn't come in with his shoulder. It was head-to-head. Targeting.
As a lawyer, I read the rule, right? The actual rule. And that is what I did for 40 years. I mean, you read the rule and you figure out what the facts are, and the facts fit the rule every part of the rule. It was absolutely targeting.
I will tell you this, the way this world's going these days, it's not a proactive world, it's a reactive world. What we saw in New Orleans, why they didn't even have concrete barriers when a clown's going down Bourbon Street. But that would be a story for another day. I like the playoff system. I think Notre Dame took advantage of the Wounded Warriors Foundation playing teams that were either losing guys or something. Penn State is a good team. I like to see Sark do something because Texas has a great defense, and Ohio State's going to be a beam it.
Mark, was that targeting, if the rule is targeting?
Well, it might have been targeting, but ASU and Boise State have no business being in this school.
Okay, so you're saying that they wanted Texas to move on in the tournament, which is what I'm basically thinking, Artie.
There was a couple gifts by that kicker that let Arizona State get it.
The first coach I've ever seen in the history, and I'm a kicker, to sit there and put your hands on the shoulders – of the kicker.
Well, hey, wait a minute.
Say, I love you. You're going to be just fine. Let him do what he does.
Well, I know he missed two, but you know what? Where Sark has been to hell and back, I think what he's done is done wonders with that whole Texas.
We're not questioning that in any sense of the. Yeah. Let's put it this way. My dad would say he stepped in horse manure.
You don't think these teams are the. I mean, I would have loved to see Georgia and Penn State, but Notre Dame is going to, that coach is a good coach, but that Ohio State. Game is going to be something with Texas because
they're not 34-0 at halftime better than Oregon.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Fred. Can I ask you something?
What?
Did you read Sam Farmer's article on the Rose Bowl?
No.
About him equating the fact that the Super Bowl, does travel around to different sites, but maybe the Rose Bowl should be the place for the national championship game every year so they can build a tradition like the Rose Bowl representing
Jackson
college.
Could be doing play-by-play.
Well, what about Oregon? They were the number one team, and Ohio State came in there and beat them again.
Gabriel's 5'9".
All right, how about this? Let's go to 16. One versus 16, two versus 15. 3 versus 14.
Nobody gets it out.
And the team that's the one gets the home site. You go to the second round, the team that gets the best record.
Wow, gets Fred, the you've home been doing site. Some thinking on this. I like it.
Brad Wallen for commissioner.
Why not? I mean, the way it's now, it's totally confusing. And Boise State would have to approve it. And you know what? Even in that game.
So the semifinals are going to be the Orange Bowl and the Cotton Bowl this year, right?
Right.
Okay. And the finals are just going to be on a Monday night.
All right, Art, although you were a UCLA fan, you kicked for the Trojans of USC. Lane Kiffin is a good coach. Monty Kiffin, his dad, was a better coach. Lane Kiffin cannot be friends with other coaches in America. All I can tell you, no. they're up by 30 points, and he's still passing the ball in the fourth quarter. What
I
is it?
I got to tell you something. That really bothered me. And, you know, I like Jackson Dart. I've been a big Jackson Dart fan for a lot of years. I think the kid's got a lot of moxie. He's been kind of overlooked by all the scouts and everything, but he's got everything you look for in a quarterback. But Lane Kiffin definitely has a little bit of a problem. I think he was kind of rubbing it in because they were 14th and they didn't get in the 12-team tournament. But you're right, Fred. I don't think he makes many, many fans of the other coaches. I mean, and you know that when you've got a game salted like that, put the backup quarterback in. You know, I mean, give the kid a chance to play. They're all working hard all year long. That's just my opinion. Well, but then again, that's why Lane's been fired by just about everybody that really, you know, has been around. So it makes sense.
Laura, let me ask you, as a UCLA fan, bottom line is if you were playing against Lane Kiffin, how would you feel? Did you see that this game on Thursday night? They're up by 30 points, and he's still passing in the fourth quarter.
No, I don't like that pouring it on. I think there should, especially in college. I mean, yeah. I agree with let the other people play. Even in the pros, I mean, they wait. I think they wait too long to bring in the reserves. You know, when the game is obviously over.
Well,
I have a question for you guys that I don't know the answer to this. It seems to me, just as a fan watching the games, that there's a lot more misses from the kickers.
Yes.
I mean, is that borne out? Because I've never seen so many missed extra points, missed short field goals.
Pressure. Pressure in big games. Let me tell you something. If you get out of your routine, which as a kicker, and you know, like golfers, they all have their little pre-shot routine. A lot of times kickers get out of their routine. It starts to become a huge moment. The best thing you can do as a kicker is do what you do the same way you do it every day.
Well,
go ahead.
No. And you know what? I can allude to that because playing hockey, goalie, I think a goalie and the kicker are in the same realm. Either you're a goat or a hero. I mean, you really are.
All right, let's come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia and talk more about what people call the yips. In baseball, it'd be Steve Sachs not being able to throw the ball from second base to first base. Now that Laura's question about the kickers, I think it's the yips. Folks, do you have the yips? Email us, sportsfred@AO.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time for Barron Sports Trivia, where we'll find out what these three guys and gal can answer these questions, yes or no, and right or wrong. And Art, of course, being 127 years of age, has really got a problem, but he's been very sharp recently. Now, Mark is the world's worst sports handicapper, but he's telling us that he's very hot now as far as wagering is concerned. And Laura says she's bad in sports trivia, but she's proven otherwise on this show. Sports.
Oh, so he's building us up for the easy
lawyer mentality.
All right, let's start with Mark. I'm going to do baseball because baseball is still the number one sport in America, even though Rob Manfred is trying to drop it down to number nine. Mark, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
I'm ready.
First major league player featured on a U.S. postal stamp. First major league ball player featured on a U.S. postal stamp. Who might that have been?
Oh, man. I want to see Mark McGuire.
What, for cheating? You got a postal stamp?
I'm gonna before the cheating, I would say Mark McGuire in the chase in 96. I'm gonna go Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire. Laura, who is the first former major league player to get a U.S. postal stamp?
Mickey Mantle.
Died young. Oh, yeah. Great player, great center fielder, won a lot of World Series with the New York Yankees. Why do you say Mickey Mantle?
It's just a guess.
Yeah. Art, you're old enough to remember this. So who was the first ball player to get a U.S. postal stamp?
You read the TV?
What?
Look real closely. It's Henry Hammer and Hank Aaron.
You say it's Henry Aaron. Okay, let me say, Henry Aaron was big on civil rights. He was. But this guy was also very big on civil rights after he opened up. Jackie Robinson. You're saying that Jackie Robinson, who got a shot in 1947 at the Branch Rickey and the Brooklyn Dodgers, was the first ball player to get a postal stamp.
If he wasn't, he deserved to be.
Laura. You think it's Jackie Robinson? He was for Nixon in 1960.
I don't think it was Jackie Robinson.
Laura, you're very political. You think it was Jackie Robinson?
I don't, but it might have been. I don't know. I'm the world's worst trivia player.
That's not true. Now Mark is. Yep. So Mark, you get another shot here. Your Mark McGuire was about as far off as it could possibly be. Get another shot.
Give me another shot, I'm going to have to go.
Might as well take Pete Rose at this point.
I might throw one out there. A blast from the past. Tom Seaver.
Wow.
Tom Seaver.
Tom, terrific.
Okay, so. Bottom line is, Mark, you've proven the case. You are the world's worst sports handicapper. Yeah. Laura,
take another sip of the coffee.
Laura, I think you would have gotten that if you knew how political. I mean, you're into politics. You would have thought about it. And Art Source, being 127 years of age on his second shot, did get it right. Art, congratulations on Jackie Robinson.
What are the prizes, Fred?
Another bottle of Geritol.
There you go.
Yeah.
I need three or four. These years are going by very quickly.
Now we're going to go with Laura here. Now, Art, you know this answer, but I want to test Laura and Mark on this first. I know you'll know it at 127 years of age. Laura, you ready?
I'm ready. As ready as I ever am.
Yeah.
This former president of the United States of America was a former first baseman, and not a bad first baseman, for Yale. Who was that?
Was it H.W. Bush?
H.W. Bush. Why, you think he was an athlete?
Doesn't seem like it, but I know he went to Yale.
I might get this.
Go ahead, get it.
I want to see Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan was a great running back at Notre Dame, right? The Gipper.
He didn't go.
There was nobody better than him. So he certainly could have been a first baseman at Yale, besides going to Notre Dame. There's no question there. Art, you want to give them a hint?
Laura hit it right on the button.
Wow.
And there's actually a picture with him and Babe Ruth playing in a game together. That I mean, that's one of the great pictures of all time. But he was a Wes Parker kind of a first baseman, really smooth with the glove, but didn't have a lot of power.
And he proved that as president also. Okay.
So I was right. It was.
You were right. Get the band going. Come on, Mario. Where's the band?
Where's the band?
Laura, you don't give yourself enough credit here. You really don't.
Mario, okay. Bring out the 10 A's fans.
Exactly.
All right, Art, we'll start with Art on this one, a Barron Sports Trivia. This former hurler, major league hurler, won 18 consecutive gold gloves.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let's go with Art.
Yeah.
Because he's old.
But he was a pitcher?
Yep.
Yeah, hurler. But won 18 consecutive gold glove as a pitcher.
You got two guys that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Kitty Cat, did he pitch? Did he pitch 18 years? I don't think so. Greg Maddux.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Greg Maddux.
Oh, you sucker.
Greg Maddux. All right. Art says Greg Maddux. Mark, is that right?
Yeah, I think it was Greg Maddux, too. I got to cover those guys. Maddux and Glavin and all those guys. Avery. Wolders, remember those guys?
Laura.
That was a fearsome force.
Would Mark and Art be right with Greg Maddux, 18 consecutive golden gloves? Gold gloves?
Can't go wrong with 2 out of 5, or 2 out of 3, 2 out of 4.
2 out of 3.
Okay, so let me tell you, left-hander.
It was Jim Cott.
Tommy Glavin?
Tommy Glavin. Mark, keep going. You'll finally get right. Keep going.
Same staff, huh?
Sandy Koufax?
Warren Spahn?
Art, you were right the second time. It's Jim Cott.
Okay.
18 Jim consecutive Cott. Gold gloves.
Kenny Cott was unbelievable. I mean, I remember the 65 World Series against the Dodgers.
Yeah, he was not a Maddux or a Maddux.
He was a great pitcher.
I didn't have the vote, so I don't know, but I know he won 18 straight.
I would have put Pete Falcone over Jim Cott.
Pete Falcone! Ooh, he grabs a pen.
Let's play Barron Sports Trivia. Last couple minutes in this segment on Sports Overnight America. The New York Mets began their existence in 1962. This hurler threw the very first no-hitter for the Mets. Mark, do you have any answer for that? 1962, the Mets started. This hurler threw the first no-hitter for the Mets in their
It wasn't
history.
In 1962, though.
Well, it definitely was not 1960.
I was going to say they won 48.
Okay, I didn't know because I thought, the Mets only – There's a few teams that have never had a no-hitter. The Padres were one of them. The Mets have to be the other one, but I'm going to go Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver. Laura, is Tom Seaver correct? First no-hitter in the history of the New York Mets?
I don't know. I didn't think the Mets ever had a pitcher that threw a no.
Yeah, there was a few teams.
They definitely did.
Tom Seaver is the only Met pitcher I can think of that would
How about if I said it was in 2012? Which means 60 years. 60 years.
Oh.
50 years, excuse me.
Juan Santana.
You say, why do you say that?
Yeah, I remember. I think he got the no-hitter and then he moved on. Santana was the guy.
Art, is that right, Santana?
I was thinking the big, heavy, the guy that hit the home run, the heavy set former Angel. Can't think of his name right now.
Johan Santana.
I'm going to go with Mark. Mark might have something here. He gets the blind hog gets a nut every once in a while.
Now, before you say you're going with Mark, you realize he's the world's worst sports handicapper.
You know what? And that's I'm playing the odds the other way.
Yeah.
See, this show, we do talk gambling all the time on Barron Sports Trivia. Mark, you were 1,000-to-1 shot here, and you were right.
Yeah.
That's right. But bring it on, Marky, baby.
Yeah. Just like I said, the Redskins would do something.
Daniels agrees with you.
if I were setting odds, you know, before we start, I would say 127-year-old Art Source is probably 3-to-1 to get the most right. Laura, being an attorney, is probably about 7-to-1 to get the most right.
Oh boy, Mark!
Mark, being the World Tour Sports handicapper, is like 1,000-to-1 to get the most right.
Mark McGuire call will go down in infamy.
Laura, are you working on the Menendez boys?
What does being a lawyer have to do with trivia? The trivia is the actual.
Well, it's overall knowledge. Overall knowledge.
Yeah, but
I mean, if we added up IQs here, I think the three boys would be on the back side.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We talk trivia, and a show on the CW was on 13 weeks. I turn it on Thursday night, and it's not there. Called Trivial Pursuit, and it wasn't bad. And you know, I've been on five game shows. Let me just say, I've been on five
game shows.
I've won on a few of them, but there's no way I can answer some of these questions. And I watch Jeopardy a lot. And as a kid, I could answer more questions than I can now.
Yeah.
So Art, Sports Challenge was my favorite. How tough is it?
Huh?
Well, I grew up watching Sports Challenge with Dick Enberg, and that was like, you know, in those days we didn't have all the games on TV that there is now, and it was the older guys and everything. So, you know, I've always like enjoyed things like that, and I do a little research here and there. And I spent as much time researching the stock market as I did sports. I'd probably be better off in life.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more with Laura, with Mark, with Art, and with you. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com right here on Sports Overnight.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list.
but I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid through November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America. Attorney Laura Snook with us. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper and a big Pittsburgh Pirate fan. And, of course, Art Source is 127 years of age. You know, earlier this evening, we talked about the yips. Let me say, the first time I remember anybody having the yips, and Art, you might remember this being old, but Laura, you might too, and Mark, you might too. Pitcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Steve Glass, was a fine pitcher, and all of a sudden, he couldn't throw a strike. And for many years after that, of course, he did the color for the Pirates on TV. But, Art, you talked about golf. A pitcher can lose it, too.
Oh, pitchers? Second baseman like Steve Sachs couldn't make the throw to first base. A great golfer like Ben Hogan. Another great golfer like Bernhard Langer. They tried all these different grips. You know, I think what it comes down to is psychologically, it means so much to you. And like Laura was talking about with these kickers in pressure situations, if you make it out to be so huge, and I've had some game-winning kicks in my career, you know, the one thing you want to do is get your breathing done right, stay in your routine, and more than anything else, I would always like focus on like a security guard in a yellow jacket and try to kick it right into his arms or something of that nature. But something that's comforting in the moment of crisis to, you know, and I also think thinking positively has a lot to do with it too. You don't want to let your teammates down, but you can't let that ruminate in your brain either. So you just stick to basics and get the job done.
Laura, before you talked that you were talking about kickers and on the collegiate side, but really you were talking about in the NFL, because the best kickers, a couple of them are going to the Hall of Fame, have the yips. I mean, there's not a question about having the leg
Tucker
strength.
For it, sure.
They like Jake Elliott. I mean, they're no better kicker than him. And
no.
How many has he missed this year, Laura? So you follow it. What do you think the reason is, Laura?
That people get the yips?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's a whole psychological. It's the pressure, being unable to handle the pressure.
And do you think it might build up over years? In other words, you were so awesome for so long that people, the expectations of you being a 90% kicker. Because in my era, Fred, if you kicked 65% of your kicks, you were considered magnificent.
Fred
now, you know, they're 90%, 88%. That's a huge difference.
Well, and it's I think what it is the first guys I think of is Ricky Ankiel, Jim Eisenreich. But those kickers back in the days that we all grew up with, the Fred Coxes, Gary Apremians, Mark Mosley's, they were money. They were,
unless they were trying to pass the ball like Garo in the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, you know, and then you looked at those guys, you know, Mike Lansford, and you know, those kind
Lansford
of guys.
Lansford was, I competed against Mike Lansford. He was money inside 45 yards. That was money in the bank.
You know, but Roy Girella. You know, these kind of guys, you know, that you can count on them. These guys today, I don't know, man. I mean, they're making a lot more money, but I don't know if you can count on a lot of these guys.
Yeah, boy, can you imagine making $4 million kicking field goals?
That Buffalo kicker is the worst. I mean, I don't know how many
Bass
points he's made.
Norwood or Bass?
These guys that are telling me Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback ever, they need to get out of bed, man.
Hey, did you see that he didn't even make the Pro Bowl? That shows you how good the AFC quarterbacks. You got Burrow, Jackson, and Allen, and Mahomes. And he's not having a great year, but still, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Who would you bet on in a clutch situation?
Probably Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Here, hold on.
By the way,
I don't know if you guys can see this.
I don't know. Burrow's a cool cat, man. He just has a
what
bad
is that
team.
Logo?
There it is. Yeah. You see mine?
We decided a couple of weeks ago that we were all sick of
you. Got a Dodger shirt on. I know you do.
The bottom line of this is that it's so interesting how things change in the wonderful and wacky world of sports. We've got a ball player for the Miami Heat who
Jimmy Butler,
who's making a mere $49 million a season, and he doesn't want to play for the club. I have no explanation of what's going on, but I saw him earlier this week on ESPN a couple of times. He really hates the organization. Art, what do you think's going on?
I don't know. If I was making $49 million, I'd show up every night. I'd be shining shoes. I'd be doing whatever the coaches and the GMs wanted me to do. Hey, here's another one. John Gruden's back on the radar for being an NFL coach, you guys. So he must have served his penance, and now he's back. So, I mean, you never know what's next in the world of sports.
He wasn't even that great of a coach.
I know.
Yeah. I like Jimmy Butler, Fred, but this is what's wrong with the NBA. I mean, I liked him in Chicago. He went to Minnesota. There was a problem there. They moved him to Philly. He goes down to Miami. And I will tell you, the one organization that doesn't play with these type of guys – is Pat Riley and the Miami Heat. They will send you packing.
That's Spoelstra, way underrated coach. LeBron
found that out when he tried to get rid of Eric Spoelstra. And Jimmy Butler is going to find out that the Miami Heat are going to get a truckload coming back to deal him out of that city.
Yeah, but my question, Mark, would be, which team would want to touch him? As talented as he might be.
Yeah, there you go.
Some city that hasn't felt the wrath yet that will probably be feeling the wrath.
No, what I mean is it's like you know he's going to cause problems on the team. I mean, as sure as we're doing the show now.
It's like our flat earth guy, you know. I mean, it's the same kind of situation. I mean, you know, once you get one of those guys, now the Dodgers have to watch out for Blake Snell.
Yeah.
There's another situation. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, do you want a really – group of guys that really like each other and play for each other? And to me, that's what sports is all about. But then again, when you start, you know, having coaches making $5 million and players making $50 million, it's just the horse is out of the barn, you guys. It's too much money.
You mentioned the Dodgers on Friday. They signed a shortstop from Korea, Hai Sim Kim, who to me indicates, okay, he's a great defensive shortstop. He's a great defensive second baseman, which indicates that maybe they won't use Mookie at shortstop. Not sure about that. But what I'm saying is the Dodgers are going to make a mistake here. As good as he might be, I would not deal away Gavin Lux. But I think this tells me they're going to probably think about dealing away Gavin Lux because Kim's going to have to play at second base if Mookie's playing shortstop.
Their fourth Asian player on the roster if they get the pitcher from Japan too.
And you guys are LA guys, and no matter how much I slice this and dice this, the Dodgers can buy everybody they want, but I think they still fall behind the Lakers. And if the Raiders stayed in this town, they'd probably be number three in this city. Wouldn't you agree?
No, the Dodgers are number one.
I don't think they can overthrow the Lakers. The Dodgers, I don't think overthrow.
I will
the
tell
Lakers.
You this: I would not want to pay their luxury tax.
No, but I think the Lakers are
for
more,
the Yankees. Too.
I would think the Lakers are more popular in this town than the Dodgers.
Laura,
really?
Hang on. Laura went to see the Lakers play Cleveland on New Year's Eve. Do you think the Dodgers or the Lakers are more important to the folks in Southern California, Laura?
I think clearly the Dodgers are more important to the folks in Southern California than the Lakers.
And Jimmy Garoppolo starting for the Rams on Sunday.
Wait a minute. I had a friend. It was sold out New Year's Eve. They went $200 tickets, $40 a park, $20
beers. If it was 1990 at the Forum Club, the Lakers were probably the way to go there. But right now, The Dodgers have won like 9 consecutive Western Division titles.
The Lakers are worldwide,
Two World Series, okay, and the Lakers
You count the 10 games in 2020?
Hey, I'll tell you what. If I had one of their rings, I'd wear it. I got some nice rings. They beat who they had to beat by the rules that year.
Let me ask you something real fast. Where would the Dodgers fall behind the Lakers, the Packers, the Steelers, the Cowboys? They wouldn't even be in the top five.
I would put them probably second or third
there, maybe. I mean, the Yankees probably would be the team in baseball. 27 world titles.
The Montreal Canadiens.
I mean, the Dodgers sell out pretty much every game. It's like 52,000.
Yeah, if they had 70,000 seats, they'd sell them.
I mean, as opposed to what? What's the crypto? 25,000, something like that?
With the Lakers, I mean.
Laura, let me ask you. Let me ask you.
Fred Elgin Baylor?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Laura, let me ask you a question about about concessions at crypto. How expensive were things? Did you buy anything there?
You know, we bought a couple. I went with three other people. But the people I went with, the other couple, were Cleveland fans. We drove together, but we didn't sit together because they sat on the Cleveland side. And my husband and I, we each bought a drink.
$30.
That was it, because we went out to dinner afterwards. So I didn't want to buy anything. The drinks were, I think the drink bill plus tip was like $70.
That's what I was going to say.
Amazing.
But I have to say, it was a really great game. Cleveland looks awesome.
Yeah,
they just look really good. But I have to, my personal opinion is, I think the 3-point shot has ruined professional basketball.
I think
when the guy drives to the basket, that he throws it 40 feet out for a guy to fire.
It's just not fun. They don't run plays. It's just, they come down the floor and they dribble a little bit and then they pass it and then they shoot the three. I mean, it's just boring.
Laura,
they should either move the line back long, so it's a harder shot. Or get rid of it. I don't know.
I think they need to widen the court because the players are bigger. I love when they throw it in the corner and they have to turn their feet and scrunch in there and shoot the shot.
Poor Laura.
Laura, let me ask you a question. Last week in our last show, we talked about maybe altering the game by limiting the number of threes that you can take, like timeout.
For a quarter.
That's another idea.
To make it real important. When you need it, you can use it.
I like that.
We should take a collection for Laura, $70 for a 2-ounce.
No, I mean,
that. GoFundMe page for it.
I have to say, though, that we went to dinner at a restaurant called Bestia. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It was fantastic. I mean, really, in the Arts District.
I love it.
Oh wow!
So much fun, really.
How much was dinner?
God,
I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't cheap.
Unbelievable.
Hey, folks, we went to McDonald's the other day. It was $30 for a burger and fries and a soda.
Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com.
More than $30.
If you want to talk about concessions, you certainly can right here on Sports Overnight America. All right, so do you think they'll trade Gavin Lux, Laura, or do you think they should keep Gavin Lux? Because I think down the road he's going to be a 300 hitter every single year. My opinion.
Gavin Lux. I think he had a hard time coming back from that injury, so he played really well at the end of the season. I don't think they should trade him, and I don't think they should put Mookie back in the infield. I think they're disrespecting Mookie Betts.
They showed their hand by doing what they did with the Korean guy. I mean, on the head for.
I hope so, but I'm glad they re-signed Teo.
They did shortstop for the Texas Rangers.
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but I know $70 for a drink is.
Two drinks.
When I used to go all the time, it was as a media member. So believe
me, drinks, Brad, not one drink.
Yeah. You were up there in the press box with Vinny having a good time.
Thank God I'm married. I'd have to break out one of those signs. You know how we'll work for food? We'll work for a rich woman.
Well, plus we can get a 20% tip.
We're going to take a quick break and wrap things up on Sports Over.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Laura, with Mark, with Art, and with you. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. And on Sunday, we've got the National Football League, and the final game of the season will be Sunday night. Detroit is about a 2.5-point favorite at home versus Minnesota. Detroit will get the one seed if they win. Minnesota will get the one seed if they win. Laura, who wins that game? Detroit or Minnesota?
That's one of the only games that really, I think, will mean something. I mean, that's that's going to be a great game. Who's going to win that game? I'm going to go with my heart and say Detroit, because I just love the Lions. I hope their defense, they get some of their defensive guys back.
Angeloni, the linebacker's coming back, supposedly.
Oh, that's good, because I really think that's just a great
I'm rooting for them, too. 1957 is a long time.
Bobby Lane.
Although, you know, both teams have great stories with the Sam Darnold story too.
So, oh, Sam! Hey, you got two Pro Bowl quarterbacks facing each other, and
it's gonna be a great game.
You know that if you look at some stats, most of the important quarterback stats, Sam Darnold is number one. He's ahead of Allen. He's ahead of Lamar. And he obviously is ahead of.
He actually deserves some you know recognition as the MVP if you really look at it. I mean, nobody thought Minnesota would be, you know, have the potential to go 15-2 this year, 14-3. I don't think so. Their defense has played lights out too. Yeah. That's another thing.
Yeah.
The Brian, what's his name?
Callahan.
The defensive coordinator for Minnesota has done a great job this year. Really
well,
has.
The Lions kind of remind me of the Oregon Ducks, so I'm going to take the Lions out of the equation and call them the Detroit Ducks. I like Minnesota because I like Darnold. I like the backup in Jones, and look for J.J. McCarthy to be traded for a truckload coming to Minnesota.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Folks, Mark is the World War Sports handicapper. Get on the other phone now. Get on the phone. Call your bookie. Mark has indicated that Minnesota wins, getting 2.5 points on Sunday night.
Give me Detroit the over.
Hey, wait a minute.
The World War Sports handicapper.
Wait a minute. I said the Skins would do something. Hail of the Skins. Look what they're doing.
Well, you know, I think you're up to about 40% now, Mark. You're doing a lot better.
Since 1991, they have won 11 games. And if you look at 1991, who won the Super Bowl? Washington.
Redskins?
Yeah.
Didn't they win three games, very average quarterbacks.
They haven't won 11 games since 1991, and the last time they won that, they won the Super Bowl. So,
you're picking them to go to the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know, man. Anything's possible. I like the Rams.
Laura, come on. What are your thoughts?
Well, I said a couple weeks ago that I thought the Commanders were a sleeper team, and I love James.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm saying.
All right, folks, we gotta go. For Laura.
I guess I'll miss anybody but Kansas City.
All night long, more of Sports Overnight America.